welcome to Heartbeat. We are just about halfway through Lent at this point, and we've talked about lots of different areas so far. We've talked about our speech, we've talked about our behaviours, we've talked about our thoughts, and hopefully you've been able to think about some of those areas of your life that you need improvement, where maybe you need God to come and help you. Now, if you haven't started yet, don't worry, just start now. There's still time. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about our priorities, and specifically, whether or not we prioritize our faith and our prayer. That's something that each of us individually can answer. You know, we all have priorities in life. We all have things that we put first, that we decide that we're going to do. You know, maybe for you, it's exercising in the morning, waking up first thing and going for a walk. And you know that if you prioritize your walk in the morning, then you'll feel fresh for the rest of the day. Maybe it's spending time with your family. Maybe it's with your children. Maybe it's spending time with friends. Maybe a priority in your life is work. Whatever it is for you, whether or not you explicitly state it, or maybe you don't, there's evidence in your life of what you value, of what you put first. And so can I ask you, is there evidence in your life of your faith, of your prayer? Do you pray? Do you go to church? Do you spend time talking about God? Do you go to God when you need answers for things, when you need direction in your life? This is where we would see that we have a priority of God in our life. And if right now you don't, and you're reflecting on your life and you're thinking, no, Emma, I haven't been giving it all that I could have, then we can start now. Don't worry about what's been in the past. Today is a new day. We can look forward to the future and how we want to put prayer into our lives. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, it says this: "But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." In another version of the Bible, in the NIV version, it says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Now, this verse of scripture comes at the end of a passage that, if you go to the beginning of the passage, its title is "Do Not Worry." And it's talking all about in life, about all the different things that we worry about. And it gets to the end, to this last verse, and it says, "But strive first for the kingdom of God, and God will give you all these things that you need." We have a God who knows what we need. He knows everything that we need. And if we strive first for the kingdom, he will provide for us what we need. Now, I don't know about you, but so often in my life, I prioritize all these other things in my life instead of prayer, instead of my relationship with God, instead of striving for his kingdom. And therefore, worry becomes the dominant thing in my life. All these things that I have to do, all these worries that build up in my life, instead of striving first for his kingdom and allowing him to provide for everything that I need so that I don't need to worry. So how is your prayer life? Do you pray? Do you seek him first in your life? And prayer is an important part because it shows that we're seeking him first. It's evidence in our lives of that's what we're trying to do, and God would see the heart of that. Can you make prayer a non-negotiable in your life? If you think about what are some of the non-negotiable things in your life, is it that if a family member was in need, you would leave whatever you're doing, you would just go straight away? It's a non-negotiable. They come first. Can prayer be such a thing where nothing else can take its place? That if something comes up, you say, oh, I've got to pray first. Can you do that? You know, there are other things in our life that we tend to put into our lives that we decide we can't miss. Maybe it's the new release of the TV show. It comes out on a certain day and you're like, well, I'm not going to miss that. I'm going to watch it all. Maybe it's going to your child's dancing concert. You don't want to miss that. Maybe it's a basketball game that you don't want to miss. Maybe it's a work commitment that you have. You're not going to miss it. Can prayer be one of those things in your life that you choose not to miss? A number of years ago, I was at a youth conference and I was speaking to one of the ladies who ran a session, and she talked to these young people about prioritizing our lives and how we timetable our faith into our life. And this lady who was giving the presentation, she's a nun, so she's got some experience of having God in her life. And she said the reason that she decided to run the session was so many people often say to her that they're just so busy. They can't make it to church. They can't seem to fit prayer in. So what she did was a really practical session of writing down all the priorities that we have in our lives and then looking at our week and saying, well, with all these priorities I have in my life, how am I going to put them into my week if these are the things that I value? And so, for example, one thing you might put straight away is, well, church, I'm going to go to church on Sunday. So you put that on Sunday. Prayer, I'm going to do that at 8 o'clock every night because that's the best time for me to pray every day. And you start fitting these things in. Oh, work, well, that's on that day. My family, they're here. I mean, family is all over, really. But as you look at the priorities in your life, you can start saying, this is something I value that I'm not going to miss. Now, maybe you don't have to do that particular exercise, but it's a great time of year during Lent to really reflect on, how am I praying? How is my faith? Do I spend time with God to build that relationship? So I encourage you this Lent, if you haven't already, take some time right now to think about your prayer and where you're fitting God into your life. Why don't you pray with me right now? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, I thank you that through prayer, we are able to talk to you. We can build this relationship, and we know that every time that we turn to you, you're there. Lord, you help us right now during Lent to help us to prioritize our time with you. Would you show us ways of being able to do that? Would you open up time in our week that we can make it happen? Lord, we thank you for the gift that you are to us. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.